Hi writers, Laura Purdy Salas here, and it is December 14th, 2018, and this is my weekly roundup. So, let's see. This week, for one of my 2019 books, I proofed the art on first pages, checking, you know, for accuracy and such, and also carefully proofed the back matter. This is for my book that's about winter, and it comes out next fall. For my picture book, Zap, I finally found an expert who is willing to review the two related manuscripts, two picture book manuscripts. And so this is a working in the field expert, and he's, I think, the fourth person I've approached, and he said he'd be happy to, but not till after the holidays, which, of course, is perfectly valid. So, hopefully, that will happen. Very exciting in new manuscripts. Last week, I told you about a rejection that I got, but that an editor who I've worked with many times asked what I thought about, you know, pulling out this one little part of it and of the manuscript she rejected and kind of expanding it into its own manuscript. And I did that. I took it out. I did some pre-writing and a couple of drafts. I took it with me to my critique group's holiday gathering, where we have our little holiday party plus critique group meeting, and got really helpful feedback. And then I did another draft and I turned it in to my editor. And she emailed me back the same day saying, oh, she liked a lot about it. It was a little younger than she was thinking. So she's going to take some time to think about it and get back to me. And I've told her I'm totally open to trying an entirely new approach. We kind of left it that she threw this thought out there. I was going to do some kind of draft to run it by her. And then if I was way off the mark, maybe we will, you know, talk on the phone or get together in person, since it happens to be someone who is here locally in Minneapolis. So I've got my fingers crossed, and most exciting of all was it, I just had such a blast working on the manuscript. So, you know, if she ends up not taking it and nothing works out there, then maybe I've got a new manuscript to submit elsewhere. For assessment work, I put together 21 pitches to send to a project manager today. So that took, I don't know, probably several hours. And then I also have outlined a pair of passages that go together. And so I will be working on those. They're due next week. And for career stuff, I reviewed my 2018 goals, so I read through them. I wrote a little note about did I accomplish them or not, and also my dreams. So my goals are totally separate from my dreams. My dreams are things which are out of my control. But I also reviewed those to see which ones happened and which one did not, and then I updated everything so that I have a 2019 set. And I'm not going to go through the, you know, entire list of goals, because y'all know I love my lists, and I really enjoy that, keeping charts and keeping track of things and stuff. But you don't need to hear all those boring details. But I did want to hit a few highlights and just a few thoughts on goals in general. So looking back at my writing goals from this year, something that I'm really proud of was that I did the writing itself. One of my writing goals was 6 new or newly revised picture books or easy readers, beginning reader manuscripts, either accepted or in submissions. And I have 7 of them out. Oh, I just realized I left one off of there. I have 8 of them out, and I'm adding that right now. And one of the 8 is actually, it's really 2 sets of 3 beginning reader stories. So I produced a lot of manuscripts this year that I am happy about, that I think may be sellable. Now, they may not be sellable. A lot just depends on the market. So whether they will ever turn into actual physical books remains to be seen. But I feel good about the number of manuscripts that I'm happy with. There were also, you know, a number of abandoned manuscripts along the way. I also have a poetry collection in progress. It's not quite to the submission stage yet, but it really has been coming together this past month. It's the collaboration one, and I'm super excited. Let me see. Yeah, and then I also met most of my goals as far as marketing materials for my 2019 books and things like that. Now, where I fell short, oh boy, there are a couple of things that have just been, you know, like a poetry collection idea that's going to require a ton of research, and I just keep putting it off. Another manuscript that's a novel in verse, that's a collaboration, that my goal was to revise it or just let go of it. And it's not going to be revised, but as I reviewed this, I decided I want to reread it fresh. I haven't looked at it in months and months, and then decide whether to send it out somewhere else or not. If I decide to send it out somewhere else, I need to let the editor who was interested in it and has been giving some feedback, but not a contract, I need to let her know that I'm going to be submitting it elsewhere and why. My speaking, as far as school visits, I did not meet my goal. I came close, but I am noticing that because it's been several years now since I've had a book that was a finalist or a winner for the Minnesota Book Award, I've noticed that my speaking gigs are falling off a little bit, which makes me kind of sad. However, I have been booking a number of things for spring just recently, so that's good. Other things I failed at, oh boy, a whole bunch of marketing stuff I've just totally failed at. Sharing my writing process in a more meaningful way on my blog for educators, nope. Create a better series of emails for educators and writers when they sign up for one of my monthly e-letters, nope. Streamline my website content to make it easier to navigate. Well, that is in progress, but you know, I just started working on that a couple weeks ago. So I have not met a lot of my goals as well. But the important thing, I think, as I review my goals, is I'm really asking myself, first of all, why didn't I accomplish that goal? And sometimes it's because other things just came up that were higher priority, you know? And I always have more goals than I have time to reach, realistically. Sometimes it's because I changed the way I wanted to do something, or, you know, my priorities just changed over the year. And that's valid. I don't go through and beat myself up about my unmet goals. Instead, I'm asking myself, is this goal still important to me? Do I feel like it's something I want to try to reach in 2019? And, you know, do I need to change anything about that goal to make it more attainable? Or have I simply gotten some other stuff done that might mean this goal that I didn't reach last year can now move up a little in the priority list for 2019? And then in my dreams, my writing dreams for 2018, I'm super excited that out of 8 of them, 5 of them actually happened. So Bloomsbury acquired Zap. I sold a fiction picture book. I sold a book to a new-to-me publisher. My book Mittens is out with an illustrator. And Moon, If You Were the Moon, earned out its advance. So, hooray! I'm super excited about that. The three writing dreams that didn't happen, If You Were the Moon did not win the Minnesota Book Award, and it wasn't even a finalist. So again, these dreams are things totally out of my control, but they're things I'm going to allow myself to think, oh my God, wouldn't that be amazing if? So one was about the Minnesota Book Award. The second one that didn't happen, I did not get a starred review for any of my 2019 books, at least not yet. I've only, for the three books, only two reviews have come in, both from Kirkus, for two different books. And they were good reviews, you know, but not starred reviews. And the third one that didn't happen was get invitations for three anthologies, poetry anthologies. And I only got one, but I was happy to be in that one at least. So, okay, I'm trying to keep these weekly updates a bit shorter. So that is basically my update on my goals, assessment, the new manuscript that I wrote this week called Maybe, Zap, and Winter. And that is pretty much what I've spent this week working on, in addition to my website. Always my website, trying to update, and I've had more technology problems. But that is it for this week. I hope you guys have had a productive and dream-fulfilling week, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.